हरिः ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सरि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
चैतन्योपनयनम् ललितमाधव एक्ट 3 डिस्ट्रॉट राधा Verse 29, page 42. Off stage, great misfortune, since her lover, dearer than millions of her lives, is going far away. Radhika has been pierced by the spear of intolerable suffering. O Mukara, do not prevent her. Do not prevent her from falling down and wailing with pained voice. 37. Stressful condition due to not accomplished desired goal is called viduta. Here, neglecting or not accepting Vishaka's friendly persuasion by Radha is Viduta. The subject matter compiled along with mystical expressions is called Upanyasa. Here Upanyasa is clearly indicated with mystical expressions. Lalita, looking off stage, speaking to herself. O Vrinda, it is very good that you have prevented Mukara, who always obstructs Radha. Radha, looking at a Chakravaka bird. She makes a request. O Chakravaki, you have come from the east. Krishna has seen you. Please tell me the news. Who has relieved him of fatigue while traveling on the chariot? Who has decorated him with lac patterns? Lalita, dear friend, look at the king of the crows perched on top of the Kadamba tree. Like a relative of women in separation, he longs to go to Mathura. Radha, praising. O brother, best of crows, going from this village, offering respects, inform Krishna about me. Tell him that separation from him blazes strongly, burning up my life air, like an animal trapped in the house of my body. Quickly cut the strong door bolt of hope, which keeps me entrapped in the body. To the left, she looks at a Sharika bird. Oh, Sharika, do I not know that you are Krishna's messenger? Leaving aside other topics, tell me first very clearly, if Krishna, after killing the ferocious enemy, surrounded by friends, calls for a chariot and now heads west to Braja. Wailing in fear. What will the elders say? Where is the nectar of the flute? Why do I not hear logical arguments to remove my lamentation? Where have the joking words gone? How will I maintain composure, even for a moment? Where is my beloved now? What misfortune? I do not see Krishna. Oh, miserable life heirs, leave my throat. Vishaka, aside. Oh, Lalita, quickly apply some remedies so that the waves of pain which slay the life of our dear friend will be momentarily reduced. Lalita, approaching Radha. Lotus-eyed Radha, we suspect that pleasure-loving Krishna is playing a joke and creating illusory forms of Akrura and others. Otherwise, how could he ever leave Vrindavan? Oh, friend, if you look for him in a bower, you will certainly see him. Vishaka, oh Lalita, you have spoken well. You are really intelligent. Radha, oh friends, this is not impossible. Let us search for him. She goes in front and, seeing some deer, speaks loudly with tears in her eyes. Oh does, have you seen Krishna? For the mouthfuls of grass that give you pleasure are now half chewed and falling from your mouths on hearing the sound of his flute. Going elsewhere, she laughs loudly. O peahen, give up your crookedness and speak quickly. Has Krishna hidden himself in a bower? The sound of his flute is billions of times dearer to you than the rumbling of storm clouds. Vishakha, she looks, lifting her neck. I see a necklace of gunja berries in the bower beside Radha Kunda. Radha, she takes up the gunja garland respectfully and smells it while trembling. Oh, my friend, gunja garland, you are shining in the light of the kostuba on Krishna's chest. You are now agitated, fallen on the bower path. Lalita, absorbed in trying to find him, we have lost the path and have come to Shakistali. Radha, oh dear friend Chandravali, showing eagerness. Oh Vishakha, I want to see astonishing Chandravali, dear to Krishna. Vishakha, she is withering away in the house, confirmed by Karala. Radha, I will praise Govardhan with respectful words. She turns and speaks with hatred. Oh Vishakha, why did you now cheat me? In front of us is respected Chandravali. She approaches her with tears and choked voice. O friend, have you seen our friend, the son of Nanda, who waters about in the flowering creeper bowers, where intoxicated bees hum, and glances around fearfully, with smiling lips, flute in his hand, and peacock feather on his head? Hearing her voice echo in the forest, she speaks with confusion. Why does she repeat my question, though I am in grief? She approaches her close in bewilderment. Oh, beautiful Chandravali, suffering Radha can see how your body has become auspicious from Krishna's many tight embraces. Please bring her back to life by embracing her with your thin arms, fragrant with the touch of Krishna's flower earrings. Lalita, oh friend, you have been reflected in a crystal. That is not Chandravali. Radha looking, do not speak a lie. Going ahead, she laughs in joy. Oh, Lalita, by good fortune, I did not give up my body today. Look, look, pointing with her finger. Looking again with envy, she speaks with lamentation. In the distance, embraced by the golden women, Krishna plays. Verse 40. I think this is not my lover, but a sweet cloud, ornamented with a rainbow and lightning, resting on a mountain. 38. Repeating aforesaid incident with more attractive words is called Pushpa. Here again, recognizing it to be just a cloud is Pushpa. Right, so before she said that, you know, I think, you know, she's seen Krishna in the distance. And then he then gives it in a poetic form, right? As like that, at the clouds. She faints. Both. Oh, friend, be calm, be calm. Radha, recovering, she speaks with respect. Oh, Govardhana, you are skillful in serving with great devotion. Therefore, I think that Krishna is residing on your lap. She speaks plaintively. Being merciful, quickly opened the door to a cave and extinguished my unsurpassable waves of sorrow by letting me see him, even from a distance. Looking again, Govardhan remains silent, shedding tears in the form of whispering waterfalls. O Govardhan, situated in Gokula, you shine, touching the sky with your high peaks, looking in all directions. Tell me where Krishna is playing. Verse 43. Going forward slightly, O restless-eyed friend, this is the Kadamba tree, flowing with honey, at whose base Krishna tied up my hair with peacock quill. Verse 40. Looking to the right while wailing. O friend, look at this picture at the door of Govardhan's cave, depicting a bed of jasmine flowers made by Krishna. What misfortune to see in front of me the picture that makes me remember all the attractive pastimes. My lowly life airs wander up to my throat. Greatly disturbed. O friend, I have looked in all the bowers. I have looked in all the caves of Vrindavan. I have thoroughly looked in all the thick forests around Bandira. I have searched everywhere on Govardhana. I have not attained a trace of your friend anywhere. Lalita, Krishna has many times hid himself in the bowers. Do not give up hope if you have not found him. Radha, turning back confused. Oh, Lalita, look carefully over there in front at a distance. Krishna is on the chariot with Akrura, holding him by the neck. I will take him from the chariot. Approaches close with pain. Oh, no, I see. Is on the chariot with Akrura, holding him by the neck. I will take him from the chariot. Ah, that is the peak of Govardhan, decorated with golden flowers. It is not the chariot. That is a black tamal tree, not the instructor of the gopis. And that is a strong tiger, not a krura. O friend, the creator, being unfavorable, has made everything different. She faints. Vishaka, agitated. O Lalita, please fan Radha with the edge of your cloth until I bring some lotus petals. Offstage, seeing Radha's pitiful condition arising from intense separation, Manasi Ganga has completely dried up. Ah, Govardhan, on whose peak the sun god's horse eats, grass, has shrunk to the height of 150 feet. Radha, becoming conscious, she speaks with affection and anger. Oh, my friend Radha, give up your deceitful tricks. Lalita breathes heavily and lowers her head. Radha, oh Radha, hearing your footsteps, Krishna's entered a pastime bower. Krishna's entered the bower spread with shining jasmine flowers. The smiling creepers urge you on with the humming of bees. O insane Radha, rise up and do not harm your friends, serving your feet, when excellent rare opportunities become lost because of your foolishness. Lalita, I have been struck by fate, sighs and cries. Vishaka approaching in agitation. O Lalita, what is that? Be calm. Radha, astonished. O friend, are you really Lalita? Lalita in a choked voice. Yes. Radha, ah, then she is speaking the truth. I am Radha. I have come here to pick jasmine flowers. I will take the jasmine clusters for making Krishna's earrings. She enters a flower garden with apprehension. Why are all the jasmine buds on the ground? Why are the kadamba buds crushed? Why are all the white jati flowers blackish in hue? Ah, suddenly a calamity has struck Krishna's Vrindavan. Both. This forest must have been devoured by a blazing forest fire. Radha. Oh, Lalita, I do not know why my heart has developed a sharp pain like a forest fire today. We will find your friend Krishna, who extinguishes forest fires with his glance. Lalita. Oh, dear friend, please come. Radha. Enjoy. Krishna is not far away, since I can see all the cows. Turns in agitation. Oh, friend, why do Krishna's cows, whose eyes flow with tears, not eat the grass in front of them? Why do they not lick their calves near their mouths? Why do the cows shatter the directions with their bellowing? Why are they dying on the path? Offstage. May the angry black snake bite Kamsa on his chest. Since he has taken Krishna, life-giver of to the pond of Raja, far from this place. Who will protect the gopis like Sephardi fish, flopping on the ground with faint breathing because of internal pain? Radha, whirling while trembling, faints. Lalita, O friend, take courage. Radha, opening her eyes, she sees the sky. O sun god, Radha offers you respects since you fulfill all desires. Vishaka, confused, the sun has given blessings. Radha, not hearing, ah, the bank of the Jamuna has become most attractive to the eyes of the whole world, with the footprints of Krishna spread everywhere. O friend, on seeing this, all my senses have become stimulated. Lalita, O friend, let us worship the sun god here and pray for fulfillment of our desires. Radha, falling down on the bank of the river, where you satisfied us many times with great affection, we suffer. O lotus-eyed Krishna, why do you not make us happy now by embracing us? Lalita, looking at the Jamuna. O sister, you are the ornament of the Sun Dynasty. I come here to know the news about Krishna. Radha. Oh, my dear friend Jamuna, your fresh banks with many bowers that compete with jeweled palaces are the place of Krishna's pastimes. She faints. Vishaka, O Lalita, let her smell a garland used by Krishna. They do that. Radha, regaining consciousness after a long time. Oh, Lalita, listen, a friend. I had a frightening dream. In a dream, I was walking conscious. I had walking consciousness, waking consciousness. An evil servant of the king came to Vrindavan and took Krishna on his chariot. She stopped speaking. May there be auspiciousness in Vrindavan. To rid myself of this bad dream, I will bathe in Jamuna and go and see Krishna. Vishakha, O friend, let us go to Kaila Tirtha, where Krishna always plays. All proceed there. Vrinda and Mukura enter. Mukura, O child, what is Radha doing? Vrinda, O Mukura, let us see. She is bathing at Kaila Tirtha with Vishakha. Radha, looking at the beauty of the high waves. Oh, Vishakha, it is very good that today I have come to Kaila Tirtha. Look, your friend Krishna, hiding in the blue lotus grove, is playing, waving his broad arms. Vishakha, enter the water. Lalita, seeing that, she cries, what misfortune, I am ruined. My dear friend has drowned with Vishakha in the deep waves. She does not rise up. I will quickly be the third one. She prepares to enter the river. Mukura, with tears, misfortune, why have you done this? Vrinda, crying, misfortune, what has happened? In pain. Mukura, in grief, she has entered the water. Quickly grab Lalita. Lalita, looking around to herself, what misfortune? I have met with a great obstacle.
These are the top results.
Definitely, you don't get much higher than this, right? Okay. I will leave here on some pretext, and jumping from Govardhan, I will crush this stone-like body, which has not burst on seeing Radha in separation on the rocks. Hiding her grief, she speaks aloud, Oh, Mukara, let go of me. I will go and inform the astonishing news to Purnamasi and others. In the sky. What learned person in this world can describe the greatness of Radha? Shining like fresh lightning, rarely seen by the best of sages, she has today entered the sun planet with a friend. Vrinda, O Mukura, listen, Radha and others are being praised by the perfected beings from within the clouds. Mukura, rolling on the ground, O my granddaughter Radha, where have you gone? Vrinda, lamenting, Ah, thinking of this pain, I am afflicted with intense caustic fire. O lotus-eyed Radha, when Krishna hears of your untimely departure, what will happen to him? In the sky again, Lalita with teeth like rubies, a casket for the jewel of Krishna's perfection, the life of Radha has fallen from the peak of Govardhan in grief. Mukura, O Lalita, why have you left me? O Vrinda, I will cool myself by entering the Jamuna, since I am burning in the fire of grief. In the sky. Again. O Mukura, you should not do this now. Vrinda, O Mukura, this message has come from the sun planet. You cannot disobey. Mukura, I will inform Purnamasi of all this. Again, a deep sound is heard in the sky. Mukura, O child, I cannot hear properly. What is the celestial message? Please listen sincerely to the message of the sun god, who removes fatigue from the lotus and is guaranteed for the meaning of the Chakravaka couples. Do not impulsively drown yourself in the Jamuna. You will again have a great festival with joyous nectar in the future. All excellent. Act 4. Radha goes to meet Krishna. Uddhava enters, verse 1. Uddhava, though he is the guru of all knowledgeable persons, he acts like a fool. Though the crest jewel of all men, he becomes stunned. Though he is the essence of bliss, he is overcome with suffering. It seems that he is controlled by affection for a dear beloved. Looking ahead, Gargi, come here. Approaching her, respected Gargi, I offer respects to you. Gargi entering, O minister, sprinkle the earth with streams of sweet bhakti forever. Uddhava, have you come from Gokula with respected Rohini to see the coronation of the Yadu king? Gargi, no, I have come with Rohini, was called for the celebration of the sacred thread ceremony of Krishna and Balaram. Uddhava, you do not see Krishna's astonishing pastimes in the arena. Garga, tell me about them. Uddhava, listen. The sun in the form of Krishna, who delights the Chakravaka devotees, who is attached to the whole world, turning it crimson, who vanquishes the light of firefly enemies, who put Kuvalayapida into deep sleep, who gives joy to the lotus Yadu members, rose on the horizon of the elevated entrance of the arena to destroy the darkness of Kamsa, while causing the owl-like wrestlers to tremble in fear. Gargi, then what happened? Uddhava, then he began dancing in the arena, decorating his shoulder with the elephant's tusk as rods of punishment, anointed with perspiration, elephant blood and mada, acting as his kumkuma, aguru, and sandalwood. Dressed in this way, people saw Krishna in 10 different ways. Seeing Krishna in the combat arena, the priests of Kamsa showed disgust on their faces, bibhatsa. The wrestlers became red with anger, raudra. The cheeks of Krishna's friends displayed smiles, hasya, sakya. The evil rulers became senseless, bayanaka. The sages became fixed in meditation, shanta. The mothers wept with hot tears, karuna, vatsalya. The expert warriors' hair stood on end, vira. The devatas felt novel astonishment internally, adbhuta. The servants began to dance, dasya. And the young women cast glances from the corners of their eyes, madhura. 39. When all the varnas of the four social divisions of Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra happen to come together, it's called Varna Samhara. Here, Shukracharya and Narada are Brahmins. The kings and chivalrous fighters are Kshatriyas. The wrestlers are Vaishyas, and the servants are Shudras. Thus, it is called Varna Samhara. Decorated with a Keshara garland, the lion of the Yadus, while having fun, slew the wicked elephant Kamsa after vanquishing Chanura's fleeing army. Gargi, great fortune. The great lance in the heart of the devotees has been destroyed. O minister, blessed Purnamasi, who cannot give up his association, saw his amusing pastimes in the arena. Uddhava, what do you say? By her influence, Sandipani became guru of all gurus in the universe. Gargi, though Krishna bestows all desires, Sandipani's wife sent Krishna to gather firewood. She used the Chintamani gem to purchase a few sesame seeds. Uddhava, Krishna skillfully acted like this to teach the conduct of the disciple. There was no offense on the part of the guru's wife. Gargi, I have heard that Krishna brought Madhumangala back from Yamaraj's place and gave him as a graduation gift to Sandipani. Uddhava, not only did he give a donation to his guru, he also gave a donation to Madhumangala, who had acted as his guru during his pastimes in Vraja. I have heard about Madhumangala's good fortune in Gokula. Because in the story, it doesn't specifically say in the Krishna book that it's Madhumangala. Gargi, have you ever gone to Gokula? Uddhava, yes. Gargi, why did you go? To bring respected Chandravali. Gargi, did you not bring her? Uddhava, in tears. Rukmini took her from Gokula to Kundina. Rukmi took her from Gokula to Kundina. Gargi, how did he hear that she was in Gokula? Uddhava, she heard from his friend Shishupala. Who did he hear from? He heard from Shruta Shravas, his mother. Gargi, his mother came to her father's place to see Vasudev after he was freed from prison. After that, since she did not know, I told her all the secrets concerning Gokula. Uddhava, what is your fault? Fate is unkind to people like me. Gargi, when Rukmini went to take Chandravali, did no one try to prevent him? Uddhava, since Krishna was in Mathura with his friends for a long time, and Govardhan Mala, her husband, also called Toshala, had died, who was there to oppose Rukmini? Gargi, oh, gentle Uddhava, why did he not take the four other gopis? Uddhava, Padma became the daughter of Nagnajit, Nagnajiti. Shyamala became the daughter of the king of Madra, Lakshmana. Bhadra became the daughter of the king of Kekaya, Bhadra. Shaiva became the daughter of the king of Shaibya, Mitravinda. The four kings, learning from Narada all the facts, satisfied the cowherd leader with their politeness and took their daughters from Gokula. Footnote 40. Putun had stolen them along with Radha, Chandravali from Vindhya, and Lalita. Puna dropped Chandravali near Kundina, but was brought to Gokula by Jambavan. When Putun was killed, the children were given to different cowherd mothers. Gargi, what happened to the unmarried gopis who performed austerities for Katyayani? Uddhava, in tears, while 16,100 girls with pain in their hearts were worshipping Kamyaka on the bank of the Jamuna, ferocious Narakasura kidnapped them. Gargi, in pain, did your master hear this news? Uddhava, he heard, but not the details. What is that? Not one of the 16,108 gopis remains in Gokula. Gargi, what opportunity does he have for investigating things, since he cannot get a moment's happiness because Radha was in such a piteous condition? Uddhava, oh Gargi, that is true. Therefore, afflicted Purnamasi has arranged a method by which Krishna can be happy. Gargi, what is that? She prayed to Bharat Muni, the master of dramatics, and had him produce an astonishing play. Narada passed it to Tambaru, who made the Gandharvas learn it. Gargi, just now I saw some celestial persons talking with Purnamasi. They were the Gandharvas, it seems. Uddhava, yes, look. Krishna, along with Maru Mangala, has ascended to the terrace of the Ruby Pavilion to see the drama. Gargi, I will go and bring Mukura. Uddhava, I will have the actors enter with Purnamasi. They exit. Interlude. Krishna enters. Krishna. O Radha, full of pastimes with Chakora eyes and moon-like face. O Radha, with red lips. O Radha, full of good all qualities. Chief of all society. O Radha, chief of all women with fickle eyes. You are in a terrible condition because of the actions of evil fate. Maru Mangal. Dear friend, though it is very difficult to see her, she appears in the sky as if she were present. Krishna, O friend, truly hope gives me pain. O friend, truly hope gives me pain. When Mukara wanted to drown herself out of lamentation, a voice from the sky announced that Krishna would again meet with Radha. O friend, a seed of meeting has arisen by that sweet message, and suddenly gives pain to my heart. 41. When bija or seed is lost or disappearing and later again making a recollection of it, it's called parisarpa. Here, since Radha has disappeared from Gokula and therefore the seed of attachment had become lost, but through the words of the sun having given hope and meaning again is called parisarpa. Krishna remains silent and then says loudly, when Akrura, eager to go, took up the reins, Radha, with disturbed hearts, desired to get on the chariot, but her friend stopped her. She then glanced at me with tearful eyes. I have such a cruel mind, for though I delayed the chariot for a moment, I did not pacify her. Uddhava, Purnamasi, and Mukara enter, followed by Gandharvas. Uddhava, Lord, I have brought the celestial group of skillful actors. Krishna, O director, immediately begin the singing and dancing. So appears Uddhava as the director. Director. Unless it's just within that group, then there's a director. Victory to the conquering glance of Radha, which defeats all lotuses by its sweetness. Though given a betrothal garland by Lakshmi, who conquers the three worlds, Krishna is conquered by that casual glance. Krishna, enjoy. Very good. The introductory verse has made my heart blissful. Director, looking to the side. Oh, actress, Tumbaru, the acharya of drama, send me from Swarga to worship Krishna with this attractive work. Actress, entering. Respected sir, what is that work? Director, may the drama contain a good qualities called meeting Radha, which gives joy to Krishna, suitable for the people of Raja. Remain ever victorious. Sing the invocation verse. Actress, sir, what season should I represent in singing? Director, O actress, look, that splendid season has come where beauty leaves the kunda flowers and manifests in the navamalika flowers, where the cuckoos who have given up the fifth note again begin to remember it, and where withered leaves fall from the bandira tree. Actress, though covered by a tough sami creeper, does the small bee not worship the flowers of the Madhavi creeper? Director, satisfied. Oh, actress, very good. The introduction was done properly. It is said that though old Jatila locks up Radha at all times, Krishna always expertly plays with her. The two exit. Madhava, entering. Beautiful spring enjoys with its friend the southern breeze. Vrindavan, attractive with intoxicated bees and birds, is laughing. Radha is coming for a meeting here. I will experience a jubilant riot of ocean waves of intense bliss. Madhumangal, laughing. Hey, hey. Hey, hey, or hee hee.
The ladies say hee hee, but the men say ha ha.
Yeah, but this is hee hee.
It is a drama.
Yeah. I see a second form. That's the problem with English. You don't know how you're supposed to. Because you don't see. That's not an English context.
Yeah.
It'll be a Sanskrit context. Huh? Yeah. Well, it's also laughing. So it might be he. I see a second form of my friend through the actor from Swarga. Uddhava, astonished. The dark form with a fresh flute like a swan in his lotus hand, decorated with gunja berries like a string of rubies, and a fluttering peacock feather on his head, gives joy to my heart. Krishna, this actor manifesting his sweet duplicate form, performing coward pastimes, constantly astonishes me. O friend, seeing this, my heart, stimulated for pastime, searches for a form of Radha. Now I ask you, how has this actor produced the splendid form which attracts even me? Uddhava, O Lord, it has arisen from the perfection of Narada's service, due to his great devotion to you. Krishna, in astonishment, am I acting as this performer on stage, or am I watching as a spectator in the audience? Looking at the astonishing arrangement before me, in which I question what is real, I cannot even blink my eyes. Madhava, in separation from my lover, my mind reels about with the bees, loses control with the flow of honey, and develops longing with the flower buds. I shall make a request to Lalita using a song on my flute.
When it is Madhava, this is the actor?
Yes, Madhava is the actor and Krishna is in the audience, because Krishna and Uddhava are watching. And then everybody else, because I don't think Madhumangal, he wasn't there with them when they started, right? It was just Krishna and Uddhava, no? So then everyone else is, unless he was there. Was he there? No. Was Madhumangal there when they started? No, it's Uddhava and Gargi. And then Krishna, no, Madhumangal. Here, Madhumangal's there. Yeah, so it's just the three of them. And director, actress, and Madhava are there. Placing the flute on his lips, O eastern direction, out of attachment, quickly reveal the great fresh beauty of the red sun, friend of the eyes, the chief of birds, the Chakravaka, is suffering in separation and begs you along with his friends in thousands of plaintive words. 42. O Lalita, out of love, please reveal Radha. Endowed with great love, fresh beauty, and great radiance, Krishna, holder of the chakra, chief among his friends, begs you with thousands of plaintive words. A transaction for the purpose of union is indeed called vilasa. Here, Lord Madhava's engagement in such transactions for the purpose of union is called vilasa. Yeah, chakravaka means there, but it also means the holder of the chakra.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Krishna, eagerly, what cannot be accomplished with Narad's mercy? This drama reveals my inner feelings, though they are hard to understand by anyone. Madhava, enjoy. Not far away, I hear the gentle sound of ankle bells, which attract my deer-like mind. I will enter the Madhavi bower. Exits. Radha enters with Lalita. Radha, my friend Lalita, look, look. Virtuous are the waves which have freed the female swan, whose feet are tangled in the Shaivala stalks. We will meet with the male swan hiding in the lotus leaves. Lalita, smiling, O female swan, the high waves pull you towards the male swan. Go and meet your lover with confidence. Krishna, with longing. Long suffering and separation from Radha, I have attained a state of previously. I have attained a state previously not experienced. Ah, Radha, with lotus eyes, the lake for the swan of my heart has now manifested. He rises from his throne and walks forward to embrace her with his arms. Uddhava, O Lord, this is only the skill of the drama. Krishna, he recovers and becomes ashamed. The beauty of her face surpasses the autumn moon. The passionate doe seeks out the sweetness of her glance. Her brow duplicates the bow of Cupid. The actress disrupts my self-control as Radha does. Mukura, oh, my granddaughter Radha, you are alive. She runs towards her. Purnamasi, grabbing her by cloth. Oh, Mukura, blinded by love, this is an actress playing the role of Radha. Mukura, in tears. Was it also Mukura who was running after Krishna at Navavrindavan in the Brihad Bhagavatam Rita?
Kamsa's
mother, Padmavati. Mukura in tears. Oh, Purnamasi, I thought that Radha, leaving the sun planet, had gone elsewhere, and the Gandharva Saswarga had brought her here. Radha. My friend Lalita, it seems that Mukura saw me when you brought me from the house to pick flowers. Lalita, not only Mukura, Jatila also saw you. Mukura, with tears and choked voice. Oh, child, yes, you have suffered because of me. Madhu Mangal in anger. Oh, demoniac woman, it is not necessary to show false love now. Seeing me in the garden near the house, you barked at me. Mukura. Oh, respected Madhu Mangal, what should I do? I have been fooled by Purnamasi, who did not reveal the secrets. Radha. If they have seen me, you must take measures to counteract that. Lalita. Ah, you are walking slowly. Leave the open path and walk quickly on the path to Yamuna, covered by kadamba trees. Radha, O friend, how can I go with my ankle bells jingling?
Mm-hmm.
Lalita, you must confuse intelligent Jatila. Jatila, entering, looking in front. Why can I not see Radha? Where should I look for her? I see her footprints, marked auspiciously with marks of an earring. I will search on this pass. Radha, O friend, I saw something astonishing in a dream today. Lalita, what was that, dear friend? Radha, you are picking flowers in a clove bower. An elephant living in Vrindavan came and grabbed your hand while you were reeling in fear, biting your lip. He forcibly placed his lotus hand like a sharp goad on your chest. Lalita, smiling. Oh, innocent Radha, when I drew patterns on your heart, I noticed that you had enjoyed with a lusty elephant in your dream. Please speak clearly. In the presence of a third person, there. It's not clear here. But something about that, you know, her belt falling off. Radha, to herself, how did that crafty woman guess correctly? She frowns. Do you suspect I am lying? 43. The wise have said that the enjoyment born of jokes are called narma duty. Here Radha's beauty is manifest in the joking words of Lalita. Therefore is known as narma duty. Jatila, attracted by the sounds of ankle bells, the swans are running to the forest from the Yamuna. My daughter-in-law must be quite near. Mm-hmm. Uddhava, Jatila is very intelligent. Mm-hmm. Lalita, to herself, I think that Krishna is the Madhavi bower in front of us. Krishna enters with Vrinda. Madhava, looking everywhere, many things may increasingly give me unhappiness. But what can equal my meeting with Radha? If I just approach the fulfillment of this desire, I become overwhelmed with intense bliss and forget everything in the world. Krishna, looking at Purnamasi. O Purnamasi, since you are expert at making me happy, you are more a guru to me than my guru. Using this play today, you have made me enter the inaccessible pastimes of Braja again. Radha, looking at Krishna, she speaks to herself in bliss. O Lord, O cloud of bliss, my Chakori eyes, full of longing and austerity, should not be restrained by showers of rain. Let my eyes drink for a moment the rare moonlight of his face. She frowns and speaks aloud. This was fitting. I am simple and have been cheated. She sniffs and makes a pretense of crying. Lalita, why do you scold me? This has happened by fate. What should I do? Krishna, looking at Radha with bliss. When her eyes run to meet her ears, when her breasts bind her waist with a rope of three lines and make it thin, when her eyebrows playful movements stop the fickle motion of her feet, it is certain that her infant years ruling in the kingdom of her body have withered away. Radha, Lalita, O Radha, accept the supreme bliss in front of you, whose left ankle crosses his right foot, whose form is bent in three places, whose neck is tilted, whose eye glances to the side, whose hand holds a flute touching his contracted lips, whose eyebrows are dancing, Jatila, in bliss. On my right is Radha approaching her. Do you have some words there? After approaching her, do you have anything there? Is there words there?
O Lalita.
Hmm? Oh, that's O Lalita. Okay, because me, I just have, it didn't print properly. Mm-hmm. O Lalita, you teach lovers how to meet. My son Abhimanyu has gone far away. Why have you left the empty house and brought Radha here? Lalita, to herself with consternation. What misfortune! I have been thwarted by this old, cruel hag. Aloud, O Jatila, Gargi said that today if we worship the sun god with Madhavi flowers, he will give us millions of cows. Therefore I brought Radha here to this Madhavi bower. Be pleased with us. Footnote 44. The wise have said that friendly appeasing to pacify a person in anger is to be known as Paryupasana. Here, Lalita, appeasing angered Lalita is Paryupasana. Jatila, aside to Lalita with false affection. O child, Radha criticizes you with false stories in front of my son. She says that you take her to meet Krishna, cheating me. Will you tolerate this disrespect? Lalita, to herself. The crookedness of Jatila is amazing, right? So he's trying to get her to confess, right, to something. Madhava, to himself, the proverb that there will be many obstacles to attaining objects of attachment is true. He looks at Radha and approaches. Jatila, putting her finger to her nose, she shakes her head and speaks with astonishment. O snake who attacks young girls, you are wandering about. Who are you going to bite? Madhava, fat lips, I come to bite you, the witch of Vraja. 45. The speeches that are full of joke is known as narma. Here, narma is clearly manifested as a joke. Uddhava smiles.
So Maharaj, Shatila, she does not know that Madhava is different from Krishna.
No, it's in the play, so she thinks it's Krishna. But the point is, Krishna is walking on the road. He could be just walking. It just happens to be in the same road like this. So you have two things. When it goes back and forth, you have Krishna and that. Because you're having, it's not done very often, but you have a play within a play.
Yes.
Like that. So Krishna and Uddhava and them, they're watching this play where all this is going on. So sometimes the play is talking, sometimes then Krishna and Uddhava and Madhu Mangal, they're talking. So it goes back and forth.
So Jatila is inside the play.
Jatila is in the play.
Yes.
So that's the thing. So Uradha, Lalita, Jatila, they're all in the play. You know, the director, the actress, they were all in the play. Krishna, O friend. The practice uttered by great sages using sweet words does not please me as much as the harsh words of the elder women of Gokula. So the great sages, they offer prayers to Krishna and glorify him in his position. He says that's not as sweet as when these elder ladies of Vrindavan chastise him for whatever reason. Vrinda, oh Jatila, why do you condemn Krishna as a lecher, though he is a beautiful moon spreading life-giving light to the Chakora devotees following Dharma? Lalita, laughing with sarcasm, who does not know Krishna, decorated abundantly with the quality of enjoying others' wives? By force, the seducer blocks chaste women on the road and snatches their bud-like breast with his fingernail. I offer respects to Vishnu. Radha to herself, misfortune, has Radha offended you? Oh, to herself, misfortune, has Radha offended you? Jatila, O foolish daughter-in-law, the black snake's sharp thunderbolt glance touches a diamond statue, it will crumble. What to speak of an austere girl, tender as a new jasmine flower? We will quickly go home. She exits with Lalita and Radha. Vrinda, O king of the lechers, amorous hero, give up perplexity. Now instructing Lalita by using a sharika bird to fulfill your desire, I will then have Vishaka inform you what happened. 46. Appeasement of dissatisfied person with words is called sama, according to the wise. Here upon Radha taken away by Jatila, pacifying Krishna's depression by Vrinda was known as sama. Madhava, lamenting. When the moonshine melted from the light of the slightly rising moon, Jatila, frightened as Rahu has eclipsed the moon, sighing, I will go to the garden of Patali flowers near Jatili's house in order to find Vishakha. Walking, why is Abhimanyu standing in his yard? I will hide myself for a while. Exits. Abhimanyu entering. I will take money from the house to purchase 300 cows. Where has mother gone? Jatila, entering. Ah, I just heard Asharika bird say to the parrot. There's probably A. Asharika bird say to the parrot. Krishna has put on Abhimanyu's clothing and is coming to the house. I will go and see. Approaching, she sees from far off Abhimanyu. How astonishing, it is true. The rascal Krishna has come. I will go and bring some witnesses. Abhimanyu, oh, Vishaka, where are you? Lalita, entering to herself. Vishaka has come here on hearing the message of the Sharika bird to bring Krishna. Aloud, showing embarrassment, she speaks softly. Oh, Abhimanyu, Vishaka is not here. Jatila enters with Gargi, Barunda, and Kundalata. Who is Barunda? Remember? Somebody's mother or something, right?
Chandravali's mother-in-law.
Chandravali's mother-in-law, okay. Jatila, oh Kundalata, look at the gentle nature of your friend. Kundalata, looking, she lowers her head. Oh Lord, please protect me, protect me. Barunda, oh Gargi, look, there is your lecher Krishna disguised as Abhimanyu. My friend Jatila will not be tricked by this. Jatila, oh Gargi, it is good, great fortune that you can witness this. Come close. She approaches Abhimanyu from the back and catches his hand while scolding him. Oh, spoiler of the girls of Gokula, plunder of others' houses. How can Jatila think that you are her son? 47. Speaking harsh words right in front of a person is called Vajra. Here Vajra is indicated through Jatila's harsh words right before her son. Embarrassed, Abhimanyu turns his head and withdraws. Jatila, lecher, why do you cover your face? You have not tricked us. Laughing, she makes him face her. Abhimanyu to himself. My crazy mother is putting me to shame. I will flee from here. Jatila, she pursues him, catching the edge of his cloth. Oh, thief, I have caught him tightly. Why are you fleeing? Abhimanyu, shyly he bows his head. Oh, Barunda, my mother has become haunted by a ghost for certain. Jatila, looking at his face, she speaks to herself. What misfortune, what a mistake I have made. How has my son returned from his journey? Embarrassed, she strikes her chest and exits. Barunda, oh child, truly your mother is crazy, since she thought you were Krishna. Abhimanyu smiles. Kundalata, oh brave Abhimanyu, my friend Radha is very pious, since she has obtained your mother. Who is affectionate, truthful, and compliant, as her mother-in-law, we will go and inform Purnamasi of Jatila's astonishing behavior. The three exit. Abhimanyu, oh Lalita, bring mother back, since I desire to go quickly. Lalita, exiting, she again enters. Oh hero, your mother is embarrassed to come in front of you. Abhimanyu, she cannot come out of embarrassment. I will just take the money from the box and go. Krishna, oh minister, this drama gives me bliss which I never before experienced. Vrinda entering. Oh Lalita, quickly flee. Abhimanyu is returning, very angry. Lalita, looking around fearfully, though he appears ferocious, he is ultimately sweet. Therefore, it must be Krishna described as Abhimanyu, disguised as Abhimanyu. Vrinda, in bliss, look at the incomparable intelligence of Radha Shakis. He looks exactly like Abhimanyu. His body has the faint glow of the belly of an evening cloud. He has deep eyes and a nose like a pot from a mountain cave. He walks quickly. His cloth is red like the Karira flower. He has extraordinary gestures and luster. Krishna enters wearing Abhimanyu's dress. So the first one was Abhimanyu. Mm-hmm. So then he comes and mother, she ran off so that she didn't see. And then he goes and takes the money and then he goes to buy the cows. And so now Krishna comes. Madhava, when will I suddenly see the sweet face of Radha frowning with contracted eyes from shyness spreading its effulgence everywhere? Looking in front, Lalita, where is your friend who is the medicine to keep me alive? Lalita, oh my friend Radha, come here. Radha, entering with shyness, she speaks to herself. Though my lover is disguised as an unloved object, he gives me pleasure. Though Shiva drinks poison, does not his wife enjoy with him greatly? Mm-hmm. Madhava, oh Lalita, I think that the greatest treasure is in my hand. Lalita, unless the demon Jatila causes obstruction. Jatila, entering joyfully. Oh daughter-in-law, by luck, today you are intelligent, for my son can see you. 48. According to some other dramatists, satisfying a pleasing one is called upayasa. Here, Jatila's pleasing actions towards Radha is prasadana. All show bewilderment because they all know it's Krishna. And now she's coming back and speaking so nicely. My son now gets to meet you and everything like this. Because she ran off. So she didn't see that Abhimanyu took the money quickly and got out before his mother did something else crazy. And so then, and then Krishna comes at that time. So when Jatila comes back, then she's thought, oh, because my son, but now it's actually Krishna.
She's the only one who does it.
Yes. I don't know about, I think Barunda left, right? Barunda, Gargi, and one other, they left before. Huh? Kundalata. Yeah, then they all left. So they may or may not have known, so they went. So now it's just all this. So now it's just the gopis and stuff. So you see is that this seems to be a reoccurring pastime, you know, how it works. So this one's very clever. Like that. Because in Nectar Devotion, then you had the one where Krishna dressed up as Abhimanyu, and then his mother sees him, and then he tells that I've heard that Krishna's going to come dressed up as me, so you should do something about that. So then he went inside, and she stood outside, and when Abhimanyu actually came, then she beat him and drove him off. Like that. So, you know, he seems to have, Krishna has fun in many ways like this. Jatila, oh my son Abhimanyu, my vision is not too good in the evening. Madhava, but joyful mother, oh mother, I will give you some ointments so that you can see in complete darkness. Krishna laughing softly. Oh, minister, it is most fortunate that today you have brought me to the bank of an ocean of nectar, the pastimes of Gokula, Jatila, and bliss. Oh, child, why did you call me? Vrinda, he is asking your permission to worship Gomangala Devi now that it is evening. Madhava. Oh, mother, your daughter-in-law does not want to go with me to the base of the Chaitya tree. Jatila, oh, child Radha, please obey my words since I am your elder. Quickly go with your husband. Radha to herself. Oh, mother, something astonishing has happened. Aloud, oh, Lalita, tell Jatila that I am feeling sick. Jatila, oh, chaste girl, I am a curse upon you. Madhava, oh, Lalita, we will perform pastimes all night in this bower. Arrange for sandalwood, perfumes, and other goods, and other goods. And decorations are for her. I will go first, the excess with all others. Krishna offering respects to Purnamasi. O Purnamasi, afflicted with intense pain, I am not able to maintain steadiness. What should I do? Purnamasi to herself. The first part concerning Radha has been completed. Now the second portion concerning Chandravali will start. I will go now to Kundina on the pretext of going to Sandipani's house. Krishna, O Purnamasi, I ask permission to climb on the upper room of the palace. All exit. So that ends Act 4.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.